defending your freedom every single day.
From the GunBroker.com studios,
this is Armed American Radio's Daily Defense. Here's your host, Mark Walters.
Armed American Radio's Daily Defense from the GunBroker.com studios begins right now. What a great program lined up for you today, because there's a lot of material to cover with you. Let's jump right in. But first, I'm going to tease this. I'm getting a ton of email from you who loved Sunday's program. Alan's content with you really hit home, talking about the New York case. And of course, we followed up with that this week as well, too. And I spent time yesterday on it. My column coming out on Ammo Land today. Probably already out. I haven't had a chance to look. I've been slammed busy. Pretty sure it's probably out. You know, you can get that, by the way. Let me use this as an opportunity to tell you where to go. AmmoLand.com/AAR and get on the list to get the emails that come into you. They just come right in. The list doesn't go anywhere. It never gets sold. You get Ammo Land material from the best writers in the country. And when my stuff is out there, you get that too. So you may have already read the piece. I have. I mean, I wrote it, but I'm not sure if it's up yet. Regardless, it talks about what we spoke about yesterday on the program and this incredible, absolutely incredible request from a constitutional attorney to literally turn the Constitution on its head and allow public opinion and politics to dictate our rights and our freedoms. Just astonishing. Or is it? Take a look at the column. And again, you can head over to AmmoLand.com/AAR and see all the columns from all the great writers out there. It's just a wealth of information. Some of the new stuff that we're doing with you, by the way. Today, out of the box, marks the day that Florida teachers under the new Guardian program can now carry guns beginning today. Now, AWR wrote about it, but I don't want to cover AWR's piece because you know what AWR Hawkins at Breitbart News is going to say about it. I want to go to CBS because you also know what CBS is going to say, and it certainly gives me a little bit more fodder for commentary. Some Florida teachers can now carry guns inside the classroom. This is earlier today. Take a listen to the opening sentence. I promise you, you know me well enough to know that you can't get past the opening sentences of this stuff. Starting Tuesday, a controversial law. Word number four, controversial. Starting Tuesday, a controversial law will allow some teachers in Florida to carry guns inside the classroom. This was the bill that, of course, was passed in response to Parkland. And CBS goes into the next paragraph with, we may never have an exact number of how many teachers will carry weapons because they're supposed to remain anonymous for their safety. No, they're supposed to remain anonymous for the safety of the school and the children who they are there to protect. But let's go back up to controversial. What is controversial about it? What's controversial about it to CBS is CBS thinks guns are controversial. Therefore, anything related to guns is controversial. So let me make a couple points here. In Florida, local municipalities are allowed to opt out. They don't have to allow teachers to carry firearms if they don't want to. And I'm going to get very bold in my assessment here as to what's going to happen. The two largest school districts in the state of Florida, which you can probably imagine, are the Orlando district and the Miami area. Neither one of those are allowing armed teachers. You believe that? Neither one. Here's what needs to happen. Because if you're a killer that's going to go somewhere to kill people, you're going to go where you know the school is unarmed and defenseless. Those two districts and the individuals who made those decisions in their professional capacity should be able to be sued civilly and prosecuted criminally if a child is harmed in that school because of their failure to enact the laws that allow teachers to defend themselves. The state has given them that opportunity. Now, I'm no fan of Sheriff Bob Gualtieri. I've never been a fan of Sheriff Bob Gualtieri. He's out of Pinellas County for a lot of different reasons. But he and I are spot on this, 100% spot on. And I've given him mad props. I will give mad props where they are due, no matter what. I gave mad props to Alyssa Milano. No, not because I think she's hot. I do think she's hot. Am I allowed to say that? Good. I hope that upsets somebody. I think she's gorgeous. I'll say that because I can. I'm a man. I'm allowed to find women attractive. Don't ever tell me that that's not the case. Good heavens, man. Good heavens. But AWR Hawkins in his piece reminds us that Bob Gualtieri as the Pinellas County Sheriff, made the statements. We don't have to like it, basically. We just have to know what is. If another gun had been in that school in Parkland, that carnage could have been reduced or even stopped entirely. Maybe before it even happened, because he saw the video footage. He saw the people killed. He watched the tape. Every single member of that panel, 13 strong, that watched it, went into it thinking we don't need guns in classrooms, came out saying we need guns in classrooms. These people should be armed. These are the same people, by the way. I want to remind you, if you're driving down the road and you're going crazy, chomping at the bit right now, thinking this host is nuts, let me remind you why you're a fool. I'll just cut you right down to size. Because those individuals, many of them in those classrooms, already have concealed carry permits and carry outside the classroom all day long. You stand behind them in banks, shopping malls, grocery stores with their concealed handguns, convenience stores. Wherever you happen to be, they're there. Lawfully. Responsibly. Armed. And you never know it. Unless, God forbid, the time comes that somebody has to pull a gun to defend themselves. Then you'll know it, and you'll be alive to know it, and you'll thank them. And you'll be one of those people who says, thank God that person had a gun, my gosh. If and when the crap hits the fan. So don't sit here and tell me that teachers aren't supposed to be armed. Teachers are human beings. The vast majority of those teachers, I can tell you right now, already have their permits, if not every single one of them. They're already responsibly armed Americans. Let's go back to the CBS News piece for just a second, because there are critics, and of course CBS has to point the critics out. Critics include family members whose loved ones died in last year's Parkland shooting themselves, like Tony Montalto and Debbie Hickson. Montalto lost his daughter Gina, and Hickson's husband Chris was the school's athletic director. Here's what Hickson had to say, the widow. Teachers should not be burdened, whether they think they want to or not, with the responsibility of worrying about carrying a firearm. Well, that's a mighty presumptuous statement to make by someone who says whether they think or not. So you get to tell them what they can think, right? And what position they take is right or wrong with that statement. Now, I hate to do this, but I'm going to because I have to. When you enter this arena publicly, expect to be called out. I'm not here to poo-poo anything because they are survivors of victims. I'm not here to do that. I'm here to tell you the truth. And the truth is a harsh mistress. Teachers should not be burdened, whether they think they want to or not, with the responsibility of worrying about care. There is no, you don't worry about it. I've carried a firearm for I'm nearly 30 years. I don't worry about it. I do it. It's not a burden to be armed to defend myself. This is an individual who is flat out ignorant. And you know what I say about ignorance. Ignorance, when left unattended, breeds stupidity. This is an individual who is simply talking points. That's it. Now I'm going to cut this down to size here briefly in just a few minutes. They both argue, according to CBS, that mental health programs and responsible firearm ownership are better deterrents. I don't even know what that means. Responsible firearm ownership is carrying a gun responsibly. But they're arguing, I don't know what CBS meant by that, claiming that those are better deterrents to mass shootings than armed personnel and that those people should remain outside the classroom. Tell that to the 13 members on the commission. Now, again, I'm going to cut it right down to size here. And here's what Montalto said. He lost his daughter there. God forbid. My God. My daughter's in high school right now today. She'll be 17 on November 2nd. I can't even imagine. Cannot even imagine. We do believe in the Guardian program. We do believe in school resource officers. And we do believe in having trained police officers on the campus. We need an armed person on campus able and willing to react properly. So there's a disconnect there based on critics include family members whose loved ones died in last year's Parkland shootings, like Tony Montalto. That didn't sound critical to me. That sounded to me like Montalto gets it and understands. And here's why. And here's where I'm going to cut Hickson down. I wish people who were faced with this would let America grieve for them and stop getting political in the face of this, because I want this stopped. And an armed individual in that classroom or in that hallway could very well have kept her husband alive if he had had a gun. But here's how I'm going to end this segment. I want you to carry this through the break. If we could wake her husband up right now today, or if we could wake up Montalto's daughter today or any of the other dead victims and tell them, this is going to happen to you at X time later today, would you rather there be someone there armed to protect you, or would you rather be guaranteed your own death? And you tell me how those individuals would answer that question. You tell me how Debbie Hickson's husband would answer that question. I have a hard time believing that he would say, no, I'd rather stay unarmed and die, rather than, hell no, I'd rather have a chance to defend myself. Yes, I'd rather have a gun. I'll be back after this. Don't go away. You think about that during the break.
America was founded through the blood of hard-fighting, hard-drinking men. Men who believed in freedom and whiskey, who laid down their lives and their fortunes, forging the bedrock of this republic, and in doing so created a new species of man, the American. Lead Slinger's Whiskey was founded by 7 combat veterans who were tired of people afraid to support the Second Amendment. Together, they brought their love of American bourbon whiskey to freedom-loving, like-minded Americans. For more information and to read the story of Lead Slinger's Whiskeys and Rum, visit LeadSlingersWhiskey.com today.
The finest safes in the world are made right here in the United States of America. At Vault Pro, made in the USA still means something. Don't be fooled by companies that sell cheap foreign-made safes. Owning a gun is one of our most sacred liberties, and with that liberty comes the responsibility to protect our guns with a secure safe. But we don't stop there. At Vault Pro, we also manufacture the highest quality vault doors, storm shelters, and safe rooms. Custom built at your request, we employ high-tech CAD safe and vault door design to protect what's important to you from theft, fire, or weather. When protecting your guns, valuables, and family, invest in the best safes on the market. Vault Pro. Visit online today at VaultProUSA.com. That's VaultProUSA.com. And check out our entire line from the finest handgun safes to modular safe rooms. Vault Pro has you protected. AAR listeners, you'll never know what you might see at VaultProUSA.com. Protect what's important to you with a Vault Pro safe. Vault Pro is a veteran-owned company, strong supporter of Armed American Radio, and the Second Amendment.
From Crossbreed Holsters comes the Women's Appendix. With softer leather and smoother corners, the Women's Appendix holster was designed specifically with the female body in mind. This holster is intended for popular small firearms and has no cant, so it can be worn on the front side of the body. Featuring a crossbreed hand-molded pocket for a perfect fit, we ensure the Women's Appendix is your answer for any woman who wants to carry a small firearm in a front position. This versatile holster can be worn in the standard appendix or cross-draw fashion. Find your perfect fit today at crossbreedholsters.com.
AAR listeners, you have all helped build MyPillow into the amazing company that it is today. Now, Mike Lindell, the inventor and CEO of MyPillow and my friend, wants to give back to you, my listeners. You can get deep discounts on all MyPillow products if you go to MyPillow.com right now and click on the new radio listener specials. Look, I've been using MyPillows for about 3 years. That's how I met Mike. Now he wants to give you deep discounts on MyPillows, mattress toppers, bed sheets, and so much more. For example, the body pillow, regularly $89.99, but with the promo code AAR, it's only $29.99. Remember, all MyPillow products come with a 60-day money-back guarantee and a 10-year warranty. Just go to MyPillow.com and click on the new radio listener specials and get deep discounts on all MyPillow products, including the body pillow, for only $29.99. Enter the promo code AAR or call 800-978-9358 for these great radio specials.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Tired of leather holsters not holding up to EDC? Wouldn't it be great if your holster fit multiple handguns? Let me tell you about 1791 Gun Leather. With 100% American heavy native steer hide, leather artisans handcraft distinctive 1791 Gun Leather into multi-fit IWB and OWB holsters. Order now and enjoy quality, versatility, and the pleasant leather aroma. Call 800-407-1791 or go to 1791gunleather.com for an affordable, distinctive holster that'll last a lifetime.
Celebrating 20 years in business, GunBroker.com is the world's largest online marketplace to buy and sell firearms, ammunition, and accessories. With over 1 million auctions daily, you can expect to find a limitless number of top brand names on GunBroker.com. Sellers, you can reach nearly 5 million registered users on GunBroker.com. And buyers, you can buy with confidence knowing GunBroker.com respects your privacy and is the only online marketplace offering buyer's protection. Buy or sell your next firearm on GunBroker.com today.
This upcoming segment of Armed American Radio is being sponsored by GunBroker.com, the world's largest online marketplace to buy and sell firearms, ammo, and related accessories. That's GunBroker.com. Welcome back to the show. Armed American Radio's Daily Defense continues. That's a tough thing when you're talking to or responding to people. Maybe tough for you. It's not tough for me anymore. I went through this with Newtown, and I made it very clear that I wish those people who get political, and I don't understand the whole psychological deal there. I don't. I truly don't. I'm sure there's a psychological response to that, to someone who lost a child like they did at Newtown or anywhere else for that matter, regardless of how. But there are parents who come out and get political and they jump in this arena and they begin to take on this gun control push. And they don't go after criminals. They go after me. They go after you. They go after 100 million law-abiding Americans, and they try to demonize us. And they equate us to criminals because we're gun owners. And they act shocked when we fight back. I'm going to fight back, and I hate it, but I'm going to, and I'm going to fight back vigorously. Because my deal is you need to just let America grieve with you. I'm a father, just like you are. I want to grieve with you. And though we might disagree on certain things politically, you need to let me grieve with you. You need to let America grieve with you rather than get in this arena and start attacking me as an individual simply because I'm a gun owner. And that's what happens. And it pains me. It hurts me that people do that because I am going to reply. I'm not going to let it go. I have to. It's my job. It's what I do. This is Armed American Radio's Daily Defense. And I'm going to defend the right to bear arms. I don't care who it is attacking me or attacking you, period. Nobody's going to get a pass on here. And I'm going to be very fair about it. I'm going to respond to the comments. I'm not going to personally attack anybody. But when I hear comments like that on CBS's piece, you know, what were the exact words? Teachers should not be burdened whether they think they want to or not with the responsibility of worrying. They're not worried about it. It's not a burden to them. They asked to do it. And what they've done is they've said, I want to be armed and be able to defend these children, or maybe your husband or your wife in this classroom who chooses not to. And I go right back to that question. That question, by the way, came from a conversation I had with a Virginia Tech survivor a number of years ago when I asked an individual if we could wake up 32 of your colleagues and say, this is going to happen to you at 1:15 p.m. tomorrow. I'm going to give you a choice. It's going to happen. This individual is going to lock the building doors. He's going to chain you in the building. You will not be able to get out. And this individual is going to be armed, and he is going to begin shooting. But I'm going to give you an opportunity. Those of you who are over 21 right now, who under your law may be able to carry a gun outside this classroom, I'm going to give you an opportunity to be able to carry that gun tomorrow so that you can defend yourselves. And you professors and you teachers, I'm going to give you an opportunity to be able to protect and defend yourselves. What do you think they're going to want to do? How many of those people would say, wait a minute, this is going to happen, right? And if I don't defend myself, I'm going to die? Of course I would. How many people do you think would not want to defend themselves? That's a completely legitimate question. And it's the logical solution to what we're talking about here. And that's not just me talking. That's also the 13 members of the Parkland Commission, the vast majority of whom, in fact, all 13 of them, if I'm not mistaken, went in there going, no way. They went in there with teachers shouldn't be burdened whether they think they want to or not with the responsibility of worrying about carrying a firearm. They're there to teach. They went in with that attitude. They came out with, hell no, what a shame someone there didn't have a firearm. Of course, we hear these boneheaded comments from Cuomo. This guy is a real joke. Thanks a lot for that again, New York, by the way. Who is sitting at a bill signing, flanked by Nancy Pelosi and some other dopey gun grabber in New York, surrounded by security, ready to bring violence down on anyone who would walk in that bill signing and attempt to assassinate the governor or anybody else in that room. And the governor, of course, would expect that his armed security detail would defend him with their lives and their weapons. That's why they're there. And when asked at that bill signing whether or not teachers should be armed, he laughed. And he said, yeah, that's right. That's basically the stupidest thing I've ever heard. That's what we need, is bullets going the other way. While he's surrounded by people that he would assume and would hope and more than likely demand send lead the other way at somebody sending lead at him in order to save his own hide. This is the hypocrisy. And if you can't see that, I don't, you know, all I can do is tell it to you. All I can do is make you think about it. Then you're, you know, if you don't understand that, well, teachers shouldn't be. Let me give you the numbers again one more time before we move on to another subject. In 1 minute and 39 seconds, there was an armed response at Parkland. Forget the fact that Coward didn't go in. He was there and was able to respond in 1 minute and 39 seconds. He chose not to go in. Beside the point. The point is, in the 1 minute and 38 seconds preceding his arrival, 20 people were shot, 9 fatally. The Parkland Commission witnessed their murders and also saw he could have been stopped here. He could have been stopped there. He could have been stopped here. He could have been stopped there, and he could have been stopped there. And there was no one there to do it. Meanwhile, children and teachers were being slaughtered in a gun-free zone, which Miami-Dade and Orlando have chosen to keep their schools. Now, they'll tell you, well, we have a resource officer. Okay, so that resource officer gets to the scene in a minute and 39 seconds because he's on site. That's a phenomenal response. In the 1 minute and 38 seconds that preceded his arrival in the other building, because he had to go from the office where he was getting a cup of coffee or the rotunda during the lunch break, and he had to fight through a million kids to get into another building or another area of a very large building. In a minute and 39 seconds, in that minute and 38 seconds, 20 more people were shot, 9 more were killed, maybe more. Do you understand where I'm going with this? These people have blood on their hands. Blood on their hands. And they should be held civilly and criminally liable if something happens in those districts. And the commission report should be enough to be able to do that. These people know what's at stake. They clearly don't care. They don't care what happens in that minute and 39 seconds. God forbid that resource officer gets taken out. It's free reign. These people should be held accountable. You know it, I know it, and they know it. And anybody that throws an argument to me in any other way or shape or form, I can put you right on the ground, take you right to the mat with it. Because you're wrong. Because all you're doing is throwing something out there like, teachers shouldn't have to be. Well, you know what? I'll agree with that. You know, right? Yeah, they shouldn't. But they do. Teachers should not be burdened with carrying a firearm in the classroom. Well, to me, it's not a burden because I carry a firearm. I'm carrying one now. However, let's just take that at face value. You're right. They shouldn't. But they do. But they do. You can get up off the mat now. I'll let you up because I want to hear you throw another one at me. Gun-free zones get people killed. Those folks in those areas that choose to leave them gun-free in the state of Florida after today have blood on their hands if something happens. Afterward, they should be held criminally and civilly liable. I'll be back right after this. Remember, don't go away. More to talk about. I'm going to read you some press release from Alan Gottlieb here coming up.
It's the Bill of Rights, not the Bill of Needs. I'm Alan Gottlieb, founder of the Second Amendment Foundation. When someone says, we don't need that kind of gun, remind them the Founding Fathers determined what rights our Constitution should protect. There's a world of difference between rights and needs. It is not the function of government to tell us what we need or what we don't. Certainly no one needs an assault rifle or a Saturday Night Special, or for that matter, no one needs a Corvette with a high-capacity horsepower engine capable of speeds to 150 miles per hour. But in the hands of honest, responsible individuals, we have the right of choice. We have the right to read books others don't like. We have the right to listen to any radio program we choose. We have the right to dress the way we want to. We also have the right to own firearms of our choice. So the next time someone tells you, you don't need something, tell them it's the Bill of Rights, not the Bill of Needs. Join the Second Amendment Foundation today so that this message and our Bill of Rights might live. Call 425-454-7012. That's 425-454-7012.
Celebrating 20 years in business, GunBroker.com is the world's largest online marketplace to buy and sell firearms, ammunition, and accessories. With over 1 million auctions daily, you can expect to find a limitless number of top brand names on GunBroker.com. Sellers, you can reach nearly 5 million registered users on GunBroker.com. And buyers, you can buy with confidence knowing GunBroker.com respects your privacy and is the only online marketplace offering buyer's protection. Buy or sell your next firearm on GunBroker.com today.
The finest safes in the world are made right here in the United States of America. At Vault Pro, made in the USA still means something. Don't be fooled by companies that sell cheap foreign-made safes. Owning a gun is one of our most sacred liberties, and with that liberty comes the responsibility to protect our guns with a secure safe. But we don't stop there. At Vault Pro, we also manufacture the highest quality vault doors, storm shelters, and safe rooms, custom built at your request. We employ high-tech CAD safe and vault door design to protect what's important to you from theft, fire, or weather. When protecting your guns, valuables, and family, invest in the best safes on the market. Vault Pro. Visit online today at vaultprousa.com. That's vaultprousa.com, and check out our entire line from the finest handgun safes to modular safe rooms. Vault Pro has you protected. AAR listeners, you'll never know what you might see at vaultprousa.com. Protect what's important to you with a Vault Pro safe. Vault Pro is a veteran-owned company, strong supporter of Armed American Radio, and the Second Amendment.
Hi, it's Mark Walters, your host of Armed American Radio. If your company sells only the highest quality products and you're looking for a way to reach these listeners, you're talking to the right guy. Armed American Radio has a package available to fit every budget, from startup to the seasoned advertiser looking for that perfect way to reach this massive audience on roughly 250 stations in the top markets in the nation. We're everywhere, and the show continues to explode across the country after 10 years. Together, we can help you reach a highly engaged and extremely knowledgeable audience. To hear your brand on this huge radio program for less than you ever thought possible, and to speak directly with me, reach out to CCW Broadcast Media LLC right away at mark@armedamericanradio.org, mark@armedamericanradio.org. And together, we'll bring your brand to Armed American Radio listeners and keep this powerful voice for gun rights on the airwaves. Again, to speak directly to me, reach out to me at mark@armedamericanradio.org. That's mark@armedamericanradio.org.
I love a great success story, and Defender Coffee is one that I'm proud to bring to you. The crew at Defender Coffee understands our right to bear arms is under vicious attack as never before and donates 100% of profits to the Second Amendment rights organization of your choice. You heard that right. When you drink Defender Coffee, you're making a donation to a gun rights organization of your choice that protects and defends our freedoms. Get this. Visit DefenderCoffee.com today to enjoy great coffee and do your part to defend the Second.
Back to Armed American Radio's Daily Defense with Mark Walters.
Welcome back inside Armed American Radio's Daily Defense. I love this. GunBroker.com studios. Every single day, and I mean it, not a day goes by that I haven't gotten an email from somebody showing me what they bought. Longtime listener, Susie Wakewitz out in Vegas. God bless you, Susie. You know we love you. Showed me a photograph of what she picked up off a gun broker yesterday. She sent it to me yesterday. Now, Susie was at the Gun Rights Policy Conference, too. And I had no idea that she was looking on the site. I think it was an impulse purchase. It's what it happens when you go there. Don't hold me responsible for that, okay? I don't want that. That's not my fault. All I need you to do is go to gunbroker.com and sign up and peruse the auctions. That's all you need to do. And it's talk about having some fun when you're killing some time. Oh, my gosh, you get lost in that. I've found so much stuff that I want. And at this stage of the game, I have to say, no. We're investing everything we have into Armed American Radio right now to bring you a great experience. Hold tight, though. Trust me, when I find what I'm looking for on GunBroker, you'll be the first to know, okay? Don't forget to check them out at GunBroker.com. It's huge. The giveaway, GunBroker.com giveaway, is going to be coming up in the next 7 to 10 days. I'll keep you advised on that. If you want to check out by email, by the way, you know my new website's being built, armedamericanradio.com. You can go to armedamericanradio.org, whatever. We own them all, okay? They all point to the same location. So make sure to head over to armedamericanradio.com, and after a couple seconds, it'll pop up. Go ahead and jump on the list. We don't sell anything to anybody. No list gets sold anywhere. That's between you and me. That's stuff where we can keep each other informed, and you get all the cool stuff that's coming up. And believe me, there's going to be a lot of very cool announcements coming up. You're going to want to get on that list. I'll let you know about the premium content, what we're doing. And I want you to correspond and interact with me, too, and give me information. Hey, I'd love to see this. And I'm getting a lot of that right now. But that's how we'll do it. So sign up. Put your email in there so that we can communicate directly back and forth. Every email that comes out is written by me. Okay, when they come out. We haven't even put one out yet. So I'm trying to tell you, we're not bombarding you with stuff. You're not getting spammed. All right? You're not getting spammed. It's for informational purposes. So as we grow this and build this new era coming up now, the new decade of Armed American Radio, I can keep you informed. For example, like what's coming up on premium content, how we're going to structure that, the swag that we're doing. Oh, I got some really cool stuff I'm working on right now. It's going to start slow. You know, it's me and my LLC here, but we're going to start slow. But we're going to get you some high quality stuff. The shirts we're bringing you, made in the USA, baby. Polos, T-shirts, good quality stuff. Not stuff that you wash and wind up having to tie in a knot to give to the dog because you can't wear it anymore. I'm not going to name names or brands, but you know what I'm talking about. I don't intend to give you that cheap crap, okay? Yeah, it's going to cost a little bit more. That's a fact. It's true. But you get what you pay for. Everybody knows a $5 sweater is stitched better than a $1 sweater. It's that simple. And my philosophy is, if I'm not going to wear it or I can't wear it, I'm certainly not going to sell it to you. Let me put it that way, all right? So get on the list. Check it out, armedamericanradio.com. It's going to be a lot of great announcements coming up. I'm really, really excited. Some of them I can't even tell you about yet because I don't even know about them. All right? I'll put it that way. News release from the Citizens Committee for the Right to Keep and Bear Arms. Obviously, if you know anything about me, I'm a member of the board of directors of said organization. Just had our annual board meeting. Two Fridays ago, a little bit over 10 days ago, 13, 12 days ago, somewhere around there. And I was privy to this when it came out yesterday before it actually hit. But this is a huge topic because, again, we're going to lay waste, literally lay waste to these phony media, these gun grabbers, these phony narratives that they're creating, all these dopey socialist politicians, formerly known as Democrats. FBI says violent crime down. CCRKBA, Citizens Committee for the Right to Keep and Bear Arms, asks Dems what gun violence epidemic. The newly released FBI UCR, that's the Uniform Crime Report for 2018, shows us that violent crime is down overall another 3.3% from 2017. And the number of reported homicides involving firearms has also declined. Leading Gottlieb, the chairman of this board, and myself and other members of the board, to ask the questions and to ask the Democrats and the gun prohibition lobby, what gun violence epidemic are you talking about? According to the FBI's data, last year there were an estimated 14,123 murders in the United States. Nobody's okay with any murders. But that's down from 15,129 reported in 2017. And in 2018, an estimated 10,256 of those murders involved firearms. That's down from the previous year in 2017. Down from almost 11,000. The numbers are declining, and they've been declining for years in America, from Alan Gottlieb. So the number of murders has gone down. Yet in order to create the impression that this country is awash in violent crime, gun grabbers routinely combine the number of homicides and suicides plus accidental deaths, and call them all acts of so-called gun violence. It is deliberately misleading and downright dishonest. Why are Democrats in the gun prohibition lobby lying about this? Gottlieb continues, it's important to note that last year, according to the new FBI data, only 297 murders are known to have been committed with rifles of any kind. Yet Democrats, including all those now running for president, want to ban modern semi-automatic sporting rifles, which they repeatedly mischaracterize as weapons of war. Millions of honest American citizens own such firearms, and they have harmed nobody. Gottlieb got real provocative. Now, you know Alan's a very dear, close, personal friend of mine, a mentor and a colleague for many years. You know, he's a regular guest, as a regular contributor on my Monster broadcast. You heard him this past weekend. He knocks it out of the park every time he's on the air. Here's why he's so good. Because he issues challenges in the aftermath of what was no doubt, as we told you, the most successful and the largest gun rights policy conference in the event's 34-year history, Alan Gottlieb said, the time has come for an honest conversation that those anti-gunners are continually demanding. Think they're going to step up to the table and want to have that conversation? No way. Because they're not honest. Because these numbers prove them dishonest. Here's what Alan said. Let's have this discussion. He challenged them. And let's stick to the facts. Let's leave the emotions and the theatrics outside. It's time for the gun prohibition lobby and their Democrat, I say socialist, allies. I said socialist, not Alan. So let me go back. I don't put any words in his mouth. Let's have this discussion. And let's stick to the facts. Let's leave the emotions and theatrics outside. It's time for the gun prohibition lobby and their Democrat allies. I call them socialists. See, gosh darn it, I got to go back and do it again. Because they're one and the same. You see it? I'm going to say socialist anyway, okay? That was my word, not allies. He said, and their Democrat allies. To explain why they want to unilaterally disarm this country's law-abiding gun owners. Why are they determined to penalize every gun owner for crimes they didn't commit? Why do they treat the Second Amendment right to keep and bear arms as a government-regulated privilege? The right to keep and bear arms predates the Second Amendment. We have the Second Amendment to prevent the government from taking away our liberty, and it's time for Democrats, read socialists, and gun grabbers to explain why they want to change that. Alan has called these people out, as I have, as you have, and I know you do it in private conversations as well. I see your emails. And in every single case, they will fail to show up. They are not interested in playing pool. They are not interested in stepping into the sandbox because they can't. They are 100% completely incapable of having an honest discussion. Incapable. Entirely, completely incapable. They have no desire to do it. When you are faced with these numbers, and you can put a chart up that shows that graph declining every single year, and those are the FBI's numbers, even Comey's FBI, it's very difficult to argue with that and say we have a gun violence epidemic. And you keep in mind, there's one number that Alan didn't put in here, and I wish he did. 320+ million Americans. 320+ million Americans. There's no epidemic in this country. That's nothing but pandering and narrative creating by hateful, treasonous mainstream press that I've proven to you over the years, day in and day out, hates your guts and is pushing an agenda. I'll be back after this.
We've all put ourselves in a potentially unsafe situation. Whether it's commuting at an odd hour, parking the car in that badly lit garage, or taking that nighttime run. So let's be real. We're not going to stop doing any of those things. The Taser Pulse Plus is here to help you approach every day with confidence and give you that backup if you ever need it. With an effective safety distance of up to 15 feet, delivering a 30-second cycle of muscular incapacitation, the Pulse Plus now has even more advanced safety features. It connects to the mobile safety app Noonlight to dispatch emergency services as soon as the Pulse Plus is triggered. No fumbling for the phone, no freezing up in fear. Pull the trigger and help is on the way. Protect yourself and your family with a leading brand in less lethal self-defense technology, Taser Self-Defense. Visit buy.taser.com and use the code AAR for 10% off the purchase of a consumer Taser device. That's buy.taser.com with the code AAR for 10% off.
It's the Bill of Rights, not the Bill of Needs. I'm Alan Gottlieb, founder of the Second Amendment Foundation. When someone says, we don't need that kind of gun, remind them the Founding Fathers determined what rights our Constitution should protect. There's a world of difference between rights and needs. It is not the function of government to tell us what we need or what we don't. Certainly no one needs an assault rifle or a Saturday Night Special, or for that matter, no one needs a Corvette with a high-capacity horsepower engine capable of speeds to 150 miles per hour. But in the hands of honest, responsible individuals, we have the right of choice. We have the right to read books others don't like. We have the right to listen to any radio program we choose. We have the right to dress the way we want to. We also have the right to own firearms of our choice. So the next time someone tells you, you don't need something, tell them, it's the Bill of Rights, not the Bill of Needs. Join the Second Amendment Foundation today so that this message and our Bill of Rights might live. Call 425-454-7012. That's 425-454-7012.
Celebrating 20 years in business, GunBroker.com is the world's largest online marketplace to buy and sell firearms, ammunition, and accessories. With over 1 million auctions daily, you can expect to find a limitless number of top brand names on GunBroker.com. Sellers, you can reach nearly 5 million registered users on GunBroker.com. And buyers, you can buy with confidence knowing GunBroker.com respects your privacy and is the only online marketplace offering buyer's protection. Buy or sell your next firearm on GunBroker.com today.
The Gun Box is the ultimate quick and accessible handgun safe, ideal for securing your firearm while not carrying on your person. Our cutting-edge technology and innovative safety features provide peace of mind while storing your handgun on a nightstand, desk, countertop, or anywhere you might need fast access. With a simple swipe of a finger, press of a custom key code, or the wave of an RFID card or fob, the Gun Box opens in seconds. Our modern design and sleek lines not only make it a great addition to any space, but is the perfect reason to bring your everyday carry gun out from hiding in the closet or the basement safe. Asking yourself, will my concealed carry weapon fit in the Gun Box? The answer is yes, as the Gun Box fits most full-size handguns with room to spare for extra magazines, a blade, and other items you carry for protection. The Gun Box was designed to be your go-to gun safe and is absolutely the best alternative for fast and reliable handgun storage. Visit us at thegunbox.com and use code AAR at checkout for 10% off any purchase of $259. Order your Gun Box today at thegunbox.com and use code AAR for 10% off.
America was founded through the blood of hard-fighting, hard-drinking men. Men who believed in freedom and whiskey. Who laid down their lives and their fortunes, forging the bedrock of this republic, and in doing so created a new species of man, the American. Lead Slinger's Whiskey was founded by seven combat veterans who were tired of people afraid to support the Second Amendment. Together, they brought their love of American bourbon whiskey to freedom-loving, like-minded Americans. For more information and to read the story of Lead Slinger's Whiskeys and Rum, visit LeadSlingersWhiskey.com today.
The following segment of Armed American Radio is being brought to you by Defender Coffee. When you drink Defender Coffee, you're making a donation to a gun rights organization of your choice that protects and defends your freedoms. Welcome back to the show. Armed American Radio's Daily Defense from the GunBroker.com studios continues. I know it's segment four. I hate that. But if you go over and put your name on the email list, put your email on the list over at ArmedAmericanRadio.com, you're going to find out from me in the very, very near future when we're going to be doing the premium content. I'll tell you the only thing, and when is the swag coming, all that stuff. The only thing holding that up is this: is my site being built and launched. It's in the process right now. Once we give permission to that, once we go, and the guys I got working on it are awesome. Once that's done, boom, we're going to announce it. You're on that email list, you're going to find out when we're going to announce it. Everything's going to be different. Layout, it's going to be awesome. Can't wait. Cannot wait. You'll be able to see it all, but I'd love to have you on there so that you can get the updates from me. I'll be putting out an update here probably in the next few days because I do have some information that I want to get to you. You've been amazing with our sponsors. I really appreciate it very much. I was talking with Brad Primo by text before this went on air. I was talking on this new iPhone 11. Pretty cool phone, by the way. But yeah, I was up for upgrades and all that, so I went ahead and took the plunge and with the kids, and I might as well do it now, right? You know, what the heck? Anyway, I was talking with Brad Primo, the CEO over at Lead Slinger's Whiskey, and he was mentioning to me that he's getting emails now about Armed American Radio, and that's just huge, just huge. And I am as well. People are sending me pictures. You guys are sending me photographs of you with your Lead Slingers. Send them on, man. I'll put them up on social media. I'll get them out on the new site. We'll make you famous-er, okay? But the Lead Slingers is the real deal, and Brad is we are going to do so much fun stuff. We're talking barbecuing and grilling while armed with these guys. You don't argue with seven combat vets. Man, these guys got it going on, and Brad is great. You're going to hear him on the program. That's part what we were talking about today, is getting him on the Monster broadcast. I'm hopeful we're going to be able to do that. Probably not this upcoming Sunday, but the following Sunday, and that's because of his schedule. He's traveling and so forth. He's got kids, and kids are out of school here in the coming up days. So we'll get him on the following program, and I can't wait. We'll also bring him to this program as well because you hear him here, and he's amazing. The Defender Coffee stuff, I keep hearing from the CEO. We've got
recipes coming out. We have a new coffee flavored pumpkin spice coming out for October, which is just ginormous. I can't wait to get that. I love that stuff. I really do. I'm a sucker for that stuff. I just am. I can't help it. But I am. Gun Broker. Oh, Emerson coming up. And all the regular sponsors that you hear on the program. So keep supporting them. It's huge. It's going to help us grow this empire that we're growing for you right now. You're going to be really, really surprised and thrilled with what you see. I promise you. We're not doing this to be mediocre. I can guarantee you that. Debbie Wasserman Schultz. Debbie Wasserman Schultz. Get this. Debbie Wasserman Schultz. Now, she's out of South Florida, too. This is just another one of these loudmouth South Florida Democrats that just won't go away. Her and 21 state attorneys generals are, get this, pushing for congressional action to secure background checks for ammunition sales. Congressional action. Here's what the bill, Schultz's bill, will state. It shall be unlawful for any person who is not a licensed importer, licensed manufacturer, or licensed dealer, read you, to transfer ammunition to any other person who is not so licensed unless a licensed importer, licensed manufacturer, or licensed dealer has first taken possession of the ammunition for the purposes of, and then having the would-be buyer comply with the NICS background check requirement, etc. This is Californication, commie Californication of the entire United States of America. And this is coming out of that loudmouth gun grabber. I won't even go into it. Former DNC head. Liar. This is what they want for you. To buy ammo. You think, now, again, let me cut you down. If you think that's a great idea, gun grabber, and you're listening to the program, and you're thinking, why does he think something's wrong with that? Let me explain it to you. Let me put you back down on the mat again, okay? You ready for this? Do you honestly believe that every criminal who, and let's go back to those FBI numbers, which are falling, there are fewer of them, that every one of the perpetrators of those crimes are sitting there going, oh man, golly, I'm not going to be able, oh, I can't rob the liquor store next week, I got to get a background check to buy ammo. Do you honestly think that? You might as well just stay down. You honestly believe that? Are you foolish enough to believe that? That every gangbanger in Chicago, every drug dealer in Atlanta, every murderer in St. Louis and Baltimore is worried about Debbie Wasserman Schultz and her bill? No. The only people this affects is you, the law-abiding citizen, and me, the law-abiding citizen. Period. Stay down. It's way too easy. She said she would set exceptions for would-be buyers who hold certain state-level licenses, which require a background check for their issuance, but otherwise requires a background check for any retail ammunition purchase. Get this. You know who the 21, was it 21 or 12? What did I say? 21 state attorneys general. Take a listen to some of the states. California, Democrats. Colorado, Democrat. Connecticut, Socialist. Delaware, Socialist. D.C., Socialist. Hawaii, Socialist. Illinois, and on every single one of them. Maryland, Massachusetts, Michigan, Minnesota, New Jersey, New Mexico, New York, Oregon, Rhode Island, Vermont, Virginia, and Washington. Every single one of them Democrats, every single one of them signed onto a letter in support of Schultz's ammunition background check plan. The letter was sent to House Speaker Nancy Pelosi and Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell and others in leadership positions. I can tell you in McConnell's Senate, it'll be dead on arrival. That isn't the point, is it? Mitch McConnell's not going to be there forever. And make no mistake, in this house size, Mitch McConnell is not the face of the future of the Republican Party. But nonetheless, he's done a pretty good job of keeping all this garbage at bay. But Mitch isn't going to be there forever. And as time goes by, things shift and the political winds, just like the Parkland kiddos want you to do. They want to be able to rule by shifting political winds because they control the media. We talked about it yesterday. That's just the nature of life. The wind blows different directions every single day. They want that to determine constitutional law. The point that I'm making to you is it doesn't matter today whether it gets through the Senate. It could tomorrow and the year after. This is what they have in store for you. This is not the gun nut. This is what they have in store for you. They're telling us this every single day. I'm repeating it to you. I'm giving you this information. I'm letting you know as best I can every single day, 6 days a week, plus those shows that run on Saturdays and Sundays, and 7 days a week we're out here pounding these airwaves in hundreds of cities around the country, getting this word out. They don't like it. You don't think they want this voice silenced? I'm a thorn in their side. Good. I'm going to keep growing. It's going to become ingrown. It's only going to get worse as we continue to build this empire together. You, me, they're going to hate us even more than they already do. And that's a beautiful thing. I got to go back. Florida seemed prominent today, right? Debbie Wasserman Schultz, that Wasserman Schultz, that lunatic. And of course, we opened up the program talking about Florida. But PolitiFact has confirmed, and this is out today, the state of Florida, law enforcement officials are using Florida's so-called red flag law to remove guns from people five times a day. Now, here's that gun grabber. I'm going to put you right back down on the mat. You were stupid enough to get up. So let's put you right back down on the map. Except, Matt, we're going to slam you down. Because somebody's going, good, that means that some crime was stopped. Really? Were there five murders extra a day? Were all these mass murders occurring before those people had their guns taken? The answer is no. The answer is no. Stay down. You make it too easy. Five times a day, thousands of times this has been used in the state of Florida. Oh, it stopped the crime. So crime was that high prior to this? There were 2,547 murders that prior to the red flag law going into effect? The answer to that is a resounding absolutely not. Here's what I can tell you. I can tell you that due process under the law and our Constitution was violated massively. I'm running out of time. You know I love you. I'll be back on the radio tomorrow. See, I could just keep on going and going and going. See you on the radio tomorrow. Enjoy the rest of your day.